You're holding up Chov Beis on top. His last Gemara again was, the last line was Amar Abaye. Abaye said like this, that Bishfuferis, again, if she has like a pipe in the Oysamokom, and the dam comes out through the pipe, not touching the sides of her, then Kuliyam Lepliga the Torah. Could be everybody, even the Yud and the Chum, and both agree that we dash in the Posse Bibsara, that the dam has to come out touching the sides of a wall. If it doesn't touch her, then she remains Torah. So what's the Machlaikis then? So Abaye would say like this, and after Chov Beis, he would say that Ki Pligu is the Machlaikis Yam Bechaticha. When this piece of flesh, Chaticha, came out, and Rashi learned who the Pilei Pluya, that the dam inside it, like was, there were holes in it, and the dam was sticking out of the side, and when that piece of flesh came out, the blood was touching the sides of the walls there. So what's the Machlaikis then? That Masava Darka Shali Shalira's dam Bechaticha. The one that says this, she's Temeya, the Pshat, they hold that the dam, this blood inside the Chaticha, is called Dam Nida. So therefore, this dam is Dam Nida. When it comes out now, it is touching the sides of the walls, because it's Pilei Pluya, it's like it has holes there. Therefore, she remains Temeya. Well, Masava, the one that says, no, that she's Tahira, is Ein Darka Shalisha Lira is a Dam Bechaticha. So Rashi learns the Pshat is that this sheet holds, it's not called the Rabbon Basroi, Rashi says, the second Rabbon that says he's Torah, they hold the dam inside this Chatich is not called Dam Nida. It's not a derech for it to have the Dam Nida in the middle of the flesh, nor this piece of Chaticha. Therefore, the dam inside is like regular blood of the body. It's not considered Dam Nida. That's why she's Torah. But both really agree that the halacha is that the dam has to touch the Kaisler, the base of Rechem. It has to touch the Ksalim there. Just over here, we're talking about where it is touching. There is holes in this Chaticha. And the Machlekes says, is the dam inside the Chaticha considered dam neither or not? That's where Abaye would learn. Rav Amunah, Rav says, it could be that the Kuli Yalma ain Darka Shalish Shalira's dam Mechaticha. Rav would hold everybody, even Tanakam would hold, that the dam inside the Chaticha is not really called dam neither. It's not normal for Nisha to have the dam neither in the middle of the Chaticha. Either comes out on the side, but the dam inside it is not called Dam Nida. If so, why does the Tanakhama say that she's Temeya? Well, over here, the case is like this. Be'isha Tahira. Really, the Isha herself, since when this Chaticha came out, no other blood came out with it, so then, really, the Isha herself, she is Tahira. And we're going now with the Shita, that is Efsha for Psicha Sakeva without Dam. So it's possible that no Dam came out, therefore she herself really is Tahira. And this Chaticha, this piece of flesh that came out, does not have a loch of Dam Nida, so therefore she remains Torah. The only shayla is the Chaticha itself Tomei, are like an Avatumah, like the Dam itself. The question is, Umakor Mekoyme Tomei Kamiflagi. Machlekes is that when this comes out from the womb, does the womb make it Tomei like an Avatumah? And therefore, when it comes out, if this piece touches Tyrus, it would make it Tomei. Or even make the Isha also Tameya for one day, like she touched a Navatuma. That's the Machlekes. The Reb Lezer, so Reb Lezer holds Isha Tahira Vidam Tomei. Lezer holds, she remains Tahira. True, but the dam that comes out now, the dam in this Chaticha, becomes Tomei, like a Navatuma. Why? To us, the Derech Mekor, because this Chaticha came out through the womb, so any blood that comes out and touches the womb, the blood becomes an avatuma. So therefore, the dam itself, like is metama the isha for one day when it comes out, when it touches her body, and any tyrus or truma that the blood touches also becomes tamei. For Rabbanan Tzav, we know isha tyrus, isha remains tyrus because no dam neither came out. And they also hold the Rabbanan that on the kor mekoyim tor, they are just the fact that regular dam of the body goes out through the womb, touches the womb does not make it into an avatuma. Therefore, they hold even the dam also that comes out is dam tor, and therefore both she remains Torah, and the dam is tor, and therefore there's no tumah. Another one says, Boi mine rabba merafuna. Rabba is a shout from Rahuna like this. What's going to be haroya keri v'kisam amahu? Let's say a person sees keri, zera comes out of him, but not that it comes out by itself. If it comes out by itself, so that he has a tumah. It's called about keri's tami midiraisa. Let's say that he puts, let's say, a toothpick in there. And with the toothpick, he puts out, brings out some zera. Does he become tummy for that way or not? What's the machlokes? What's the shayla? The pasuk says, mimenu. The pasuk says, when the zera comes out, mimenu, Rashi said it says Asher teitzi memenu shichva zera. So Amar Rachman of Torah says ad nofik mipsaro, means that the zera has to come out by itself from his body for leidi kisim, and not by putting a piece of a toothpick in there and taking it out. You'll be told this way. Or do we maybe know? Hai mimenu, what do we do with the word mimenu? Achetetzi mimenu just means achetetzi to mosul chutz, that by man is different than by nida. By nida we had, as long as the dam comes out of her makor, out of the womb, she's tummy. But by a man, is not enough that the zera starts to come out, it has to come out of the body. He's torn until the zera comes out. But it could be the filo bekisim, any way that the zera comes out of the body, even though you just put a toothpick in there and not took it out, maybe you still be tummy. Kisim nami, that's the shayla, you tummy or not. Samura says, Omalei, he said, typically, du atzme enem etame elu b'choysem piyoma. That I'll bring you proof to what, he says like this, that the locker is, how much zera has to come out, enough that would be choysem piyoma, that has to seal like clothes the tip of the yever. That's how much zera has to come out. So here, if you brought it out with a kisim, so you had to put the kisim in, so that samila, how much zera came out is less than the shear of closing the piyama. So therefore, enough zera did not come out anyway, so therefore you'd be torn. This wouldn't be a shayla. Even if you want to say that it doesn't make a difference if you bring it out, but the mice, you didn't bring out enough of a shear, therefore he'll remain torn. So Mersal Lameimer, what do you want to tell me? To negay heavy. Is this halacha that when a person sees zera, he becomes a balker, becomes tamei? It's not the pshat, it's like he's a roya, that zera comes out of his body, he automatically becomes tamei. But as halacha like in a geyah, that when it comes out, it's like his body touched the zera, and that's why his body became tamei. So that's why you need a shear. Like every negiyah, you need a shear. Like if you touch a mace, you have to have at least the gezias of a mace. If you touch a sheris, it has to be the size of a chadasha. Less than that shear, if you touch it, you don't become tamei. Because otherwise, that's not be a nida. And there she becomes nida with the din ray as long as she sees dam. How much dam does she have to see? Any little bit. A din ray, if it's ray, is something coming out of your body, any little bit is enough. Over here, once you tell me now that by zera, you only tummy if a shear comes out, so you're telling me now the main within a gay heavy. The tummy is because you're touching that zera. That's why you need a shear. So, as El Mayat is so, al yista beziva. Let's say a man is a zaf. A man saw a zaf for 3 days in a row, and then he's tummy for 7 days. He has to count Zayin Nikim. So, and let's say in the middle of him counting the 7 days, he sees some zera. So, Lachor is that zera that he sees is metamim, and it's soiser. He has to start counting that day over again. So, the question is why? Allah Matanya, how come we learn it like this? The Pasuk says, Zayis Teres Azav. For Asher Teitzi Men Shich Vazera, even though the man was a zaf, and now Shich Mazera comes out, so it's Saisar. So it's actually like this. Ma Ziva Saisar, just like if he sees again Zav in the middle of those 7 days, it's Saisar all the 7 days, he has to start counting over again. As Shich Mazera Nami Saisar. Who are then if a man sees Shich Mazera while he's counting the 7 days of Nikiyim, that day doesn't count. So the question is why? Because like this, let's say this man that's a Zav, now he starts to become Torah. Let's say it touches the mace that day, even though it becomes tummy, it's not soiser. In other words, what soiser if you have to see a tumma that's a medin ria, if you see something coming out of your body, that makes you tummy, so that's soiser, your zayin akim of the zav. But if you tell me now that the shich vazera, when it comes out of the body, it's not tummy mishum ria, the fact he sees it's coming out, but it's as a din negiyah because he touches it, says so, why should that be soiser zav? If you touch other tumors and become tummy, it's not Saisir Adin Zav. It's only Adin Riyah that's Saisir Adin of Zav. So it's more like this. Omle said like this. Stira Haim the time of the Saisir. You know why? If this person that was a Zav, now he's counting the 7 days, and in the middle of some Zera comes out, you know why it's Saisir? It takes away that day. Lefi Shiev Shalom Beloitzich Tzuchay Ziva. The Torah is like this. Not that the Zera itself is Saisir. The zera itself is only tummy mishum negiya, because your body's touching it. But the pshat is a person that was a zav, and now if zera comes out in the middle of those 7 days, we say for sure there's a little bit zav coming out with it. Tzechtzuche zivim means like little drops, little bit of zav is also coming out with it. So the zav is what saiser. That's a tum of riyah, that's not a tum of negiya. Because the actual shichva zera alone, that pakim would not be soysim. So Mora says, if that's true, that the reason why zera is soysim is because there's zav in it also, se'elam mayat is so, just the kozayin. The din should be, let's say, count already 2 or 3 days, they didn't see anything. Then on the 4th day, he sees some zera. So if you're telling me now the svar is that some ziva comes out, so you have to start counting all over again. Alamatani, how can we learn all like that? We learn like this. That the Pasuk says, Zois Karas Azav. That Mas Ziva says Zera, true. If during these 7 days you see another Zav, you see some more Ziva, which we had before, Zav is different than Shichva Zera. Shichva Zera is more thick, and Ziva is more liquidy like. So Mas Ziva says Zera, Av Shichva Zera is also Saisa. So I would have thought, E Mas Ziva says Zera is called Zayin. Now let's say the man already counted, says 6 days, he didn't see anything. And then at the end of the 6th day, he sees some Zav, says Saisa all 6 days, he has to start counting over again. So I would have thought to say, Av Shichva Zera Nami Saisa called Zayin. The same thing. If on the 6th day he sees some Shichva Zera, maybe now he has to start counting all the days over again. If we say, no, it's not true. Talmud Lomah, the Pasuk says, L'tama bo, that when you see Zav, that's Natama you. Say L'chol bo, Elamash Shama bo. Or L'tama bo, I mean, the Shichva Zera is Matama you from the same Malacha that it says in the Pasha of Shichva Zera by itself. It's like this. Elamash Shama bo, Seseris, Yoy Mechod. Means, just like if you see Shichva Zera, you only tell me for 1 day. So what then, if you see Shichva Zera in the middle of your Nikias of Zav, it's only Seser that 1 day, that's all. Like the day that you see is Zera, so that day is not included in the 7 days. You have to skip that day. But it's not Seser, the days you counted already. So the question is, why not? If you tell me now that every Zera is Tame, is Seser because there's some Zav with it, so then it should be Seser all the days you counted. So the answer is like this. Omla Yetzir back, no. Zera Sakosavu. This is a Zera Sakosavu. That Ziva Gemura, if the man now sees again, comes out of him, regular Ziva, the Loy Arva Ben Shichva Zera, no Shichva Zera is mixed in with it, it's only this liquidy form of Ziva, then Sasera is called Shiva. As many days as he counted already, he has to start counting over again. But what's going to be in the case of Tzichtzuche Ziva, the Arva Ben Shichva Zera? Let's say now in the middle of his Zayin Akim, he doesn't see just Ziva, but rather he sees mainly Shichva Zera. Just as a little bit drops of Ziva included and mixed into it, that's exactly the cost of Lois Sasera Saliyah Mechad. It only takes away, it's only Saisa to that 1 day. The 1 day that you see the Zera, that day is not included. But the next day it's not over, you just continue, just missing that 1 day. So that's Xeras HaKosef. So the kids will be coming out here to understand that the Tumah of Shichva Zera is not a Riyadikadin. It's not the Pshat is that something came out of your body, that's why you're Tameh, but it's a Negiyadikadin. The Pshat is that when it comes out, it touches your body, and your body becomes Tameh because it touched the Zav. And therefore, whenever you become tummy through an egi of touching, there is a shear. So the shear, how much zera do you have there to metami you? There has to be enough of zera that would be chaysim piyama. That would like cover up the whole pi, the whole opening of the aver. Talking about something like this. Boyi menei Reb Yosib, Reb Chaninam, Reb Loza. He has to shout like this. What's going to be dam yovesh maho? Let's say she sees dry blood. Does that make a tummy or not? Does that make her a din neither or not? Rashi says, dam yovish means to go in sheyotze migufo chaticha shodam yovish. A piece of dried out blood comes out of her. Does that make a tummy mishum neither or not? That's a shayla. What's a shayla? Mal. The Pasuk says, ki zov zov doma. The blood has to drip out. Om rachmona. The maid of daivale till it drips out, which means lach in yovish loy, only if it's liquidy and not if it's dried out. The drying doesn't flow out. Or dilma maybe high keys of zav dama just means orch de milsi. That's usually the way blood comes out. It drips out. It flows out like liquid phloem. But it could be liyelam rilo. I tell you, filu yovish nami. Even if the blood is already dried up in the body and now it comes through the womb, maybe still she would be have a tumas nida. That was the shayla. Omla answered the back like this, listen to me, so we learned that dam hanida, any blood that comes out from anida, dam anida, ubas from mace, the meat of the flesh of a mace, mitamim lachem yiveshim, it's tummy whether it's still fresh or whether it's dried up. So here you see, dam nida is tummy, even though it's dried up, it's still called navatuma. Someone said back to him like this, there's no proof from this. Amalei, lach v'nasa yovish, if it came out of the body when the blood was fresh, liquidy, and then it dried up later, loikim abroli, then I have no shaila, for sure it's tamei. Since it came out in the lach form and has the shema of a tumor on it, so even though it dries up, it's still tamei. Ki mi boili, where is my shaila? Yovesh mi korev, when it first came out of the body, a dried out piece of meat, a dried out piece of dam. That's the shaila, is that dam tamei mishum nida not? Samara says yes. Hanamitini, so this also we learned. We learned that our Mishnah says, Hamapel is kimin klipa. Let's say the isha has a miscarriage and it comes out that piece of flesh looking like a shell. Or else kimin sarwa, it looks like a hair. Or else kimin off, looks like dirt. Kimin yavchush, looks like a mosquito. So it depends. Adumim, if the piece comes out and it's red, so we say tatolamayim, throw it, let it dilute in water. And we say what? That im nimuchay, if it melts down and looks like blood, then temeya. Then the ma'isa, she is tamei. Rashi says the damu, because it's called blood, so she's tamei mishum nida, not mishum leida. A leida is not called, because that's not called a vlad. But dam it is. Alma, what do we see? Afagav dechi chazis se yavish ha yekofer. Even though when it first came out of the body, it was almost dried out like a piece of dirt. And still we say later, when you throw it into the water and it dissolves, and now it looks like blood, she is tamei. You see, even though the dam is yavish, still she's tamei. So what's the question? If that's true what you're saying, then I feel a blend in Muchanami. What do you have to melt it down for? So what's this question? No, I'm a rabbi. Kilein yimuch, if it doesn't melt down, if it doesn't dissolve in the water, then I'll tell you, bury it before Yatzmihi. That piece that came out is not considered dam, but it's called a creation by itself. It's called a piece of flesh. That's all. It's not called a dam. Therefore, later it's not called, because it doesn't look like it's Surus HaOdem. And it has no tumas nida, because it's not called dam. So that's why we have to test it. We have to let it dilute in the water to see if it will melt down or not. In other words, the question, is there such a thing like this? Is it possible to say something like that? Rashi said that Mapelet came in Cyrus, a Klipois. Like the Mishnah talks about this. It ever happened, Lamaisa, to Anish has a miscarriage, something comes out looking like a hair, or looking like a shell, peel, so much in yes that happened like that. For a tiny, we learn like this, that the Sefer it says, Amar Reb Loza Reb Tzadik, that Shnei Maisim Helo Abo Mitivin Liavna. My father once brought up two cases happened to him, cases, Mitivin, this place, a shame here it was, and he brought the case up to Yavna. What was the case? That Maisa Bisha happened once a story with one lady. Shoysom Apeles Kimen Klipas Adomus. That she had a miscarriage and the thing that came out looked like peels, looked like red peels, like a klipa. When the lady came, she went to ask my father. The Yabba, my father, then went to ask the Sholach HaChamim. He asked the Chom what the locher is. The Chomim went to ask the doctors, what is this? What is this piece that came out? The Yomulim, they said like this. Isanzu, this lady, Maka Yeshta Matoch Miyeho. She has like a maka wound inside her stomach. Shemimenu mapelas kimin klipois. And that causes her to see some type of flesh that comes out looking like klipa. Rashi says really what Rashi is really what it is gildi hamaka. That's like the crust on top of the wound. Like the scab on top of the wound. That's what it is. So, therefore, if it's really only that, just the scab, so she remains terror. It's not called dam. But the other side is, maybe no, it's dried out blood, it is blood really. So if we told them, the answer was, Tata Lamayim, throw this piece that came out in let it dilute in water. In the Nimurch, if it melts down, Tameya, that's the proof that really it was dam, and then she's Tamei. But if it doesn't melt down, then we say it was only the scab from the wound inside, and she remains Tamei. That was one story. Now, Shuv Maisa, that from the second story, Shuv Maisa, the Isha. With another lady, Shoysa Mapelas Kimin Cyrus Adum, she was having a miscarriage that looked like red hair. See, in another case, the fact what came out, the flesh that came out, looked like hair. Oh, boy, when she also came, Visholas Asaba, she came to ask my father, what's the locha? The Abba, Sholachom, my father, yes, the Chachomim. The Chachomim, the Raifim, yes, the doctors, Vyomlim, the doctors like this. The same thing, though, that Shuma Yeshtavatech Miel, she has some type of a growth, a ward, in the stomach, inside, in the kishkas, in the intestines. Shemimena ma pelas kimin cyrus. Adamus, that makes pieces like look like hair come out. So it's a doubt. Was it a piece from there? Or maybe no, it was really dried out blood. So the Eitzah was again, Tata Lamayim, let's throw it into water, let it dissolve in water, and let's see. In the Moichah, if it melts down, dissolves down, then Tameya, then we say it's really damaged, remains Tameya. So Kitzah, the din of the Mishnah, does apply. There were cases like this, that Ish Adam is carriage, what came out, looked like a sound, like a hair, or else looked like Klipa, looked like a shell. Appeal. Now the Gemara says, Amar Shlokas says, after our Mishnah says you have to throw these things into water, let it soak over, let it dissolve down, over Peshkin, it has to be lukewarm water. Because if you just put it into cold water, that's not enough, because maybe, even though it doesn't dissolve in cold water, we have to be afraid if it would have been in Peshkin, it would dissolve. So if you have to test it out in Peshkin. Tanya Nam Yochi, we'll learn this also, Tanya Nam Yochi, that Tato Lemayim over Peshkin. He's supposed to throw this piece into water, and it'll be pushed into lukewarm water. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loymer memakosoy beroik agabi atiporin. He knows the what that you even allowed to test it out. So he's supposed to test it out, but memakos like press it down with spit agabi atiporin. Like you have spit on your nail, and then squash it with your nail to see if you get it to become like blood or not. So versus my banana, what's the difference between the two of them? That's good for my focus. The Tanakhama says you can't do that by pressing it down with your nail, because that may make it dissolve. That doesn't prove that it's blood. It's your pressing that's making it dissolve. Rather, it has to dissolve by itself, just putting it into the lukewarm water. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds no. He goes, even though it first melts down, you press it down with your nails, that makes it dissolve into dam. That's also called dam. If it wouldn't have been done, then even by doing this, it would not dissolve and look like blood. That's not like this. If you do like this and it comes to be like blood, is that a proof to say that she's Tameya? That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. Yes, we have a right to say it's dam. And according to Tanakam, we say, no, it's not dam, it's still only a chaticha. Here. The other one says, Hosam Tan, over there we learned, a Gemara later will have enough Nun Dalid, that kamehi shriyosam apashrin. How long do you have to let it stay there in Pershim lukewarm water? Rashi says over there, talking about shriyosim over there. Rashi says, beperek damanida hasheretz vanevela, mitamim lachim. A dead sheretz only is mitam if you touch it when it's still fresh, but it's lach. V'yei mitamim yivashim, when it dries up, then it has no tumor anymore, a sheretz. Now, let's say, v'im yecholim lahashreis, let's say though this dried out sheretz, if you would soak it in water, and it would come back to look like fresh, falachsla kumay shoy, then still tomei. So Gemara says over there, v'kami shriyos, how long do you have to let the sheretz soak in water? So again, that's our Gemara. That Tanan Hossam learned over there, that Hossam Tanan, kami shriyos, how long do you have to let it soak, preparation in lukewarm water? There it says, meis leis, 24 hours. Hochamai, here when you're testing this klipa or this syrah, how long do you have to let it soak in water? Me being the main place, do you have to let it stay so long, 24 hours? Or loy, maybe not. And the swore would be like this. Sheretz on the veil of the akushi. Or sheretz on the veil of those are hard things. So there we say it doesn't, it's not a proof where they really can be dissolved unless you leave it there for 24 hours. Therefore, be the main place. Avodam, but blood, the rocha, it's very soft. Loy, maybe in a monoshach, if this syrah was really blood, it would be dissolved down in less than 24 hours. Rashi says it's enough just 12 hours, just one period of day or night, but not both. Aduma maybe Leishman, there's no difference, Taiku. Maybe you're also. You can't have a good proof to say she's Torah if you, the question is if you just let it soak there for 12 hours and it doesn't dissolve down into blood. Do you have a right to say for sure it's not blood and she's Torah? Or maybe no, you have to let it stay there for 24 hours. If for 24 hours, then if nothing happens, that's the proof then to say it's Torah. This time is a taiko. How long you have to let it stay? Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah, Hamapelas Kimin Dogin. Let's say she has a miscarriage and the piece of flesh coming out looks like a fish. So here it says what? She's not Tomei. Says she's Torah, because that's not called a Leida. So the question is, V'lithli Namer Reb Yehuda B'ho. Why doesn't Reb Yehuda argue on this? Just like Reb Yehuda argues in the Reisha when a Chaticha comes out, that he says it's he says she's Tomeiya. And really, once for it came out before was, because Reb Yehuda holds that the Efshel of Psichas Kevah B'Leidam, anytime something comes out of the womb, for sure blood comes with it. So that was the svar Shadagi here also. Even though this piece of flesh looks like a fish, so she's not tummy mishum leda, but we should say for sure some dam came out. So when it says Amar Resh Lakish Lakish says true, but machloekes shnuyev rabbanim yenechnami. This part of the Mishnah of Adar Yehuda also argues on, and that the Mishnah says tam it only means according to the rabbanim, but according to Rav Yehuda's shita, since this like min of this piece of flesh looking like a dog, fish came out of the womb, for sure some blood came with it, and she's tummy mishum nida. That's Resh Lakish. Now Rav Yechon says no. Rav Yechon no matter it could be a filu time Rav Yehuda, even if this part of the Mishnah could go according to Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yechon says not like we said before that Av Kan Loikam Rav Yehuda Hossam. When does Rav Yehuda say in the Reisha that where Chaticha comes out that she's Temeyam Elagabi Chaticha where it's a piece of flesh? The Yovid Dam Dekorish. Over there we say it's very possible that it really was blood inside the body and it dried up, it gelled up, and it's coming out now. Therefore, Behevi Chaticha. Therefore, this Chaticha that's coming out we say is really called Dam, and therefore she's Tamei Mishum Nida. Avol Beria Lehevi. But here where what comes out looks like a fish, now we do not say that Dam will come out into the form of fish. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would agree if something looking like a fish comes out, that she remains Tahira. So this Gorn of the Sheep to Rabbi Yechon does not hold the Svara of Psichas HaKever. And now the Gemara is though, but the Lahach Lishtav, according to the other Lashem we had before, that holds that the Yom Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon himself was the one that said that the Machlaikas in the Mishnah was B'yev Shlo Psichas HaKever B'loi Dam, that the reason why Yehudi says she's Temeyah when the Chaticha comes out is not because the Chaticha itself is Dam, but just it's impossible for something to pass through the womb and Dam doesn't come with it. If so, Lifter Namir Beautiful, then Avad Beauty should argue in this case also when something comes out looking like a piece of fish, also she should be Tomei, because for sure Shemdam came with it. So Morris is true. Man the Masli Hach Lishna Masli Hoker Bjechon Resh Lokish. The Armor Tavai, the Machlokish Nir Rabbonin He. That, the one that learned like before Pshan Reb Yechonon, that Reb Yechonon also holds, that the Pshat from Yehuda in the Mishnah that he holds, Iyesh the Psichas Kevah Bloy Dam, that Reb Yehuda also agrees that it's impossible for something to come through the womb without blood with it. So Reb Yechonon said like that, so for sure here, what does Reb Yechonon mean to say about the case of Dag? That Avad Reb Yechonon also meant to say like Resh Lakish, that this case of Dag is like a Machlokes, it's not true, I mean, it's a Machlokes. That the Mishnah says to her, that's only according to the Rabbanan Shita, that they hold like it's Efshel Psicha without Dam, and therefore, since the dog is not called Dam, it's not called a lady, she's Torah. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that since it's Efshel, it's impossible for something to pass through the womb, and blood does not come out with it, so for sure, she, Dam did come out, and therefore she'll have a Tumas Nida on her. Then the Mishnah says, the Mapelas Kimin Behema. What's going to be if what comes out of the Isha looks like an animal? So was the Machloikis, that Rav Meir says that she's Temeya, and the Chum says, no, she's Tahira. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, my time with Rav Meir, why does Rav Meir say she's Tomei, this is called a Leda? The Chur is not a Tzura of a person, it's a Tzura of a Behema, Chaya. So why does he say that's enough to make a Tumas Leda? So Mor says, the Pshat from Rav Meir is, Hoyo V'nemra Bo Yitzira B'yodim, Kodim. It says in the Postek of Ayetzer, the same way it says Yitzira, B'ayinodim, it says by Yetzer Hashem Lekim es chayes asodi v'esoif, just like it says by Adam by Yetzer Hashem Lekim es Adam offer min Adamo. So therefore it says it alike, and therefore it's like a gezer shava. So just like by an Adam it's called a leida, who are then a behem is also called a leida. For the me'ela meyativ so hamapeles de mustanin, if Elisha has a miscarriage and the kid looks like a big fish, like the Tanina Magdolim, is Te'ima Tamei Leda, then the mother should also be Tamei Leda. Why? Because it says in the Torah also, Lashon Yitzira like an Adam. It says, Vayivru Lakim, as a Tanina Magdolim, Hashem created the big fish. So just like it says Hashem Vayitzra Hashem as Adam, it says Vayivru, what should be the difference? So Mara says, yes, there's a big difference. Amri Atayib, and vice versa, we know there's a Mishnah Leda, that if she gives birth to something looking at the Taninim, she remains Tahira. Even according to Rabbi Meir, the question is why. So what's Amri, I'll tell you like this. That Donin Yitzira Mitzira. It says Yitzira by Echai, and it says Yitzira by Yodim, learn that one from the other. But Vien Donin Briya Mitzira. But these Taninim Magdalim, the big fish, it does not say the word Yitzira. It says the Lashon of Briya, creation. See if I did not learn that one from the other. Samari asks, why not? Why not? What's the difference? Ha'atana the Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds, when the Pasuk says, in the Hilchos of Negoyim of the Baibayis, it says, V'shav HaKoyin, the Koyin returns to look at it. Then it says, Zabu HaKoyin, the Koyin comes to look at it. And he makes a Gezeirah Shavuot to say, Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia, that the same Malachas it says in one Pasuk apply to the other Pasuk also. You see, even though the words are a little bit differently, still you could make a Gezeirah Shava. So you also want to make a Gezeirah Shava. What difference is one is Bria and one is Yetzirah? It's enough of light to make a Gezeirah Shava. For you, it's secondly, Nigma Bria Mibria. Now, even by Yadam also says the words are Bria. It says about another, it also says, Vayivra Lakim Esadim Mitzalmai. So it's a Kash according to Rav Meir, if you know the reason why Behem is Temeya, if the true, if the kid looks like a Behemah. Of course, the Gzera Shav of the Yates of a Yatesir, so the same Gzera Shav of Adam also says by Yivra, and by Tanimim it says by Yivra. So Tanimim is supposed to be Tamei. Smur says no. Armi, I'll tell you, Vayivra Lagufay. The other post says, Vayivra Lakim is Adam, you need it for the purpose, teaches that Hashem created the Adam. Vayetzer, then the pasuk of Vayetzer is Sodom, that's lafnu, that's extra. And therefore we make a Gezeirah Shavah from the extra word. V'donim Yetzirah Miyetzirah. Therefore we say the word Yetzirah is extra by Adam. So therefore when it says the word Yetzirah by Behemah, we learn out from an Adam that if an Isha is Mapil, something looking like a Behemah, it's also called a Leda. But not the Taninim, she's Mapil, something looking like a big fish, then she's Torah. For the Ma'adra, but the opposite would let's say, why don't I say, Vayetzel Lagufa, when the Pasuk says, Vayetzel Yodam, that's Lagufay, that's the Yika word, the Yika Pasuk of Abriya of Anodam. Is Lashon of Vayetzel, maybe that's the main draw. Alright, turn over, continue one on the other side.